Hey, what's up? This is Matt Dietz, and this is Agency Launch. This is the podcast where I tell you everything that I know about running an insurance agency after running one for 17 years. My agency is a little unique. I run a 4,300 policy agency with just two licensed professionals and myself, and we grow every year. So I want to teach you everything that I have learned and everything that I continue to learn in this journey, and that's why I do this. Also, if you go to agencylaunch.net, you will find my full-blown training course. And since you are awesome and you are listening to my podcast, I'm going to give you 10% off of everything in there. So just type in podcast and you will get a discount to that course or any course that you'd like to purchase in there. So check it out at agencylaunch.net. Hey, what's up? So today I wanted to talk about something that happened to me in the last couple of weeks that in the past would have been just really tough for me, but we live in a day and age right now where I'm going to try something different, and it'll be the first time I do something like this, and it's going to be a process, but I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to tell you what my thoughts and plans are, and then over the course of time, I'm going to tell you how it's working. So, you know, I've talked about Meg in the past. She's my office manager. She runs my entire operation, and she's one of the best employees I've ever had. And, you know, this is going to happen to you sometime. You're going to sit down with an employee, and they're going to drop a bomb on you. And it's going to be an employee that you really like, and it's going to come out of nowhere. And in the past, it's really sucked. You know, they come in, and I was doing a 3-year review with Meg, and I had it all ready. It was going to be nothing but praise and, you know, a couple things that, you know, want her to continue to work on. But for the most part, like, she's totally self-directed and does everything great. And I never have to ask her to do anything twice. And she's just does everything perfectly for me. And so that's what the way my review was going to go. And then she comes out of the gate and she goes, "Matt, I have to tell you something." She goes, "I'm moving back to North Carolina." And, you know, this has happened to me a number of times where an employee will come in and, you know, I talk about this all the time, you guys. Like, employees are good for the most part for like 3 years for us. All right. 3 years is the magic number where it's like, if you have them for more than 3 years, in my mind, after doing this for almost 18 years, like, that you're playing with house money. All right. After 3 years, if you can have someone for more than that period of time, I start getting twitchy. I'm like, oh my gosh, how much longer are they going to stay? How much longer? I mean, that just seems to be the pattern. And I don't know why that is. That's just been my experience with good employees, and even with employees, the 3-year mark seems to be the time where good employees become average employees, and they start to flame out. Okay, you rarely get an employee who's there for like 3 years or more that just continues to work at a high level. And I've questioned it in the past. I'm like, do I work my people too hard, you know, or do people just get, you know, tired of it or bored of it or whatever? It's not anything that I can put my finger on. I've had Monty in my office for 5 years, and he told me he wants to work here for another 10, you know, and that's a gift. And I hope that that's the case. You know, I circle back to these conversations with my team every once in a while. I think it's fair to sit down with your team members. Maybe, you know, you should be doing at least annual reviews, but every once in a while I'll check up on them. I'll say, "Hey, how you doing?" You know, and I talked to Meg within the last year, and I told her, I was like, "Look, if you're going to leave, like, if you can give me as much time as you can, because I want you to train your successor, that's the best way to go." And I was totally being greedy. I was like, "If you can give me 6 months notice, you know, that would be perfect. And then we can find someone." But my last employee that left, Nicole, when she left, she gave me ample time. She gave me plenty of time. She told me, she's like, "Matt, as much time as you need, you know, within reason." But she gave me like 6 weeks or something. And Meg was, we found her right out of the gate. Nicole trained Meg beautifully, and it's been great. But what we're going to do here is, I said, "You know what? I want to keep you on, and I want you to work remotely from North Carolina." And she said, She goes, Matt, that's exactly what I was hoping you would say. She says, she told me, she said, this has been the best job. And she said, you've been the best boss I've ever had. And if there's any way that we can make it work, I want to try. And I was obviously incredibly relieved to hear that. And I was, I'm excited to try it. I'm sad she's not going to be here every day. She's just such a great warm presence to have in the office. And, you know, she's comfortable to be around and we all get along really well. And having, you know, her be the first face that I see every day when I come in is great. And I just rely on her. And so it's going to be tough to not. So we're working through like what this looks like. So probably within the next, I got about a month, you know, before she's going to pack up and go. And so our plan is going to be for her to take her entire workspace, which is just, I have a Mac Mini, right? It's like this, it's just a tiny computer and monitor, and we have VoIP phones. We use Nerd Phone. And so she'll be able to plug that in. And when the phone rings in my office, it'll ring in her home in North Carolina, you know? And so what we talked about to make this work was like, what does it mean if she's not going to have a physical presence in the office? What does that mean? And honestly, she runs to the bank, you know, three or four times a week. And the bank is literally two blocks from my office. She walks. It's like, all right, well, we can handle that. You know, she handles all of the walk-in traffic, which is very limited. You know, people, I don't know if I had anybody walk in today. You know, most of the stuff we do is via phone, via email. Most of the documents are uploaded in a cloud of sort, right? We use Dropbox and, you know, all of the stuff is in our different dashboards and we can access documents and stuff like that from the cloud. Anyway, you just log in, you can grab anything you want. All the documents are saved. You know, she also handles the mail, and that's going to be another thing we're going to have to do. And it's like, how are we going to do mail? And she's like, well, you can just, you know, you can scan documents and email them to me. And I was like, all right, yeah, that's a good idea. We can do that. You know, the only way this is going to work really well is if we really are cautious and careful with communication and that we over communicate. I've talked about communication in the past. It's the most important thing in everything that we do in our life, you know, in your relationships, every fight you've ever been in with, you know, your spouse or a child or a colleague or a customer or whatever is due to a lack of communication or an assumption. You know, 99% of problems come due to lack of communication. And I identified that a long time ago, and I'm very careful about over communicating. And so we are going to make sure that we do our best to communicate as openly and regularly as possible. And so we're going to have, so I went to one of my forums on, you know, Facebook or whatever. I was like, hey guys, what would you do in this situation? I got a great employee that's leaving. She's going to be working remotely and I got a ton of support. They're like, Matt, you guys can totally do this. You know, and so we want to have a chat function up and we're talking about like, so a lot of people were saying use Microsoft Teams. That's great. I mean, chat is no different than like old school AOL, right? And so we want to have a chat box open between all three of our computers so we can communicate in real time as things happen. We are making sure that when a phone call comes in and she takes a phone call in North Carolina, if it's a call for me or if it's a call for Monty, that she has the ability to ping us in a way that can shake us out of whatever we're doing. You know, we all get dings and pings and notifications and on our phones and on our phone, on the desk office phone and email and on the desktop computer and our cell phones. So we're going to need to have a way to have a notification come through that supersedes all of that, so we know that a phone call is waiting for us. And so I'm going to check and see if there's a like an intercom option on our phone, so it can be like, you know, boop, hey, Monty, I got a call for you on line two. And I believe we have a function for that, but I'm going to check in on that. And and then the other thing I want to do is I'd like to have something on her desk in my office. And in its simplest form, and I know it's not going to be like this, but I'd love it to be like, to have a monitor that faces, you know, a client as they come in. So while Meg won't be sitting at the desk, maybe there will be a monitor that's facing the client. And in my mind, it's not going to look like this, but it'd be great to have like a big red button or something that said like, press this to talk to Meg. And, you know, and then it would, and so we're talking about trying to maybe do FaceTime. Maybe we set up an iPad. Maybe we have, you know, just a computer in there that a client can come in here on their own, you know, and say, if you want to talk to Meg, press here. And it'll ring her up and it'll be like a Zoom call or Teams or, you know, something like that. And then Meg will pop up and they can have a conversation in real time. So we're going to tinker around with having some tech options in place like that, so that as someone comes in, you know, they can ring her up and they can have a conversation and she can pull up any documents that a client may have, you know, from the, and so we're going to try this. And Monty and I are talking about what this looks like from a day-to-day operation without her being here. Walk-in traffic, again, is going to be limited, but it could be disruptive, you know, because Meg handles all the phone calls and all the walk-in stuff, and that's something that she'll still handle the phone calls, but the walk-in traffic is going to be something that's going to be a little bit different than we're used to, and so we're going to have to see, you know, how that gets handled. We may have to train some clients, you know, to... how to converse with Meg and things like that. When they come in, just come on in and sit down and hit that button and you'll get right to Meg. So we're going to try and do all this stuff. So part of me is excited that we have the ability to do this. This is a much better option than having to replace her. Okay. Replacing an employee like Meg is a tall order. It totally disrupts my job for 90 days to 6 months to bring someone on and to train them to do everything that Meg does. So having the ability to keep her and to have her continue to work at a high level and do the things that she does so that the business can continue to work the way that it does is a gift. So we're going to really lean into this and do our best to make it seamless. There will be some bumps in the road and I'll report back to you once in a while and tell you some things that I've learned, some things that work and some things that don't. But this is like, there's three of us here, all right? This is it. There's three of us running this pretty busy operation, and she is a linchpin in all of this. And so, like I said, I'm excited to do my best to make it work. I'm bummed that we're not going to be able to see her, but I think we're going to be doing probably video phone calls or FaceTimes or whatever regularly for the first month. And we're going to try and do our best to make it feel like she's still here. So that's what's happening here. So I just wanted to share that with you. So my name's Matt. This is Agency Launch. You can find me all over the place. I'm on LinkedIn. Connect with me there. Why don't you get in my community at 208-213-8809. It's a texting community where you have access to me, and I'm sending out stuff, advice and resources to help newer agents find their way. And also, I'm on LinkedIn and Twitter at Dietz Agency, so connect with me there. So thank you so much for listening. Keep up the good work.